Blog Talk Radio.
I've literally been going through drama, trauma, all kind of stuff has been happening. 2023 ain't been no joke. I don't know how it's been in y'all's life, but 2023 has been such a traumatic year for me. You know what I'm saying? I should have started the year off in church. See, that's what I did wrong, y'all. I should have started off in church. I started off partying, y'all. I brought it in at a hotel party having fun, not understanding that I should have been in church to cover 2023. I had no idea how stressful 2023 was going to be. And it kicked off stressful at the very start of the year. As soon as I got off of away from the hotel and went back to work, my job started tripping and acting a monkey fool. I ended up getting suspended for 10 days. And it just, the drama just kept on throughout the year. I don't know about y'all, but 2023 has been a challenging year. I lost my father this year. My daughter has been in and out of the hospital in ICU, just going through the most. And on top of that, I'm transitioning. So I moved from Columbus, Ohio to Atlanta, you know, just going through the most. I've been going through the most, and I don't know how many other people have been going through the most. And then when I started reading, you know, the book of Judges, which, you know, I'm doing in my Bible study that I'm doing with Big O Live, and I'm actually streaming live on Big O Live right now. But while I was doing my Bible study and music ministry on Big O Live, we started reading the book of Judges, I think October 1st. I think it was October 1st. And when I say 7 days later, Israel and Palestine went to war. So it's like I'm reading about war that's going on in the Bible, in the book of Judges, and then I'm also watching the news and seeing this horrific war that's happening, you know, in Israel. And every, it is so crazy because the very area of the Bible that I'm reading about is the very area where they're fighting. So they were fighting in the book of Judges, right? Because the thing is, every time the children of Israel wouldn't act right, you know what I'm saying, God would let their enemies attack them, and they would go through the most drama. And then when it got too much for them, they would start crying out to God, God, help us, help us, help us. And so he would send somebody to help them. You know, he sent Gideon and different stuff like that. And it, and then they would win the battle, and there would be peace. But then the next generation would act a hot mess again. And so the cycle, they just kept repeating the cycle. Ooh, how many of us have been repeating cycles in our lives? We've been going through cycles of pain, you know, cycles in bad relationships. You get out of one bad relationship, and before you know it, it's a different joker with a different face with the same drama. Like, we've been going in cycles. I think 2023 was about cycles. There's nothing new up under the sun, right? There's nothing new up under the sun. So the same wars and the same things that they were fighting about in the book of Judges, they're fighting about now, that same little territory of land. But ain't nobody winning because y'all destroying, they're destroying both sides, both nations, countries are destroying each other. It, the book of Judges was just horrific. Just horrific. And so I'm so glad to be over that chapter. I don't even know what to do. I'm so glad to be done with that. I'm ready to read the book of Ruth, which is the next book after the book of Judges. I'm ready for Boaz. Where you at, Boaz? Come on, because, shoot, I need to read about some love and happiness. I need some restoration. I need some stuff. So I always like to promote new artists that I come across, you know. I've been coming across a lot of new artists lately, and it's one particular artist that I've come across. Her name is Aretha Fontaine, and I first came across her music with this song called Bad Habits, and I thought it was the bomb diggity, right? And so I'm like, oh, I'm loving this. I'm feeling this, you know? And then she released another song that caught my attention called Restore My Mind. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play Bad Habits, which is her first song, and then I'm going to play Restore My Mind, because I'm in a state right now where I need my mind restored. I'm telling you, this is 2023 has been so hard, so rough, so tough. I need restoration in my life. And it's crazy, before I go to this break and start playing Aretha Fontaine, and her name is spelled F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E, Aretha, like Aretha, you know, A-R-E-T-H-A, and then Fontaine, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. But before I start playing Bad Habits and Restore My Mind, I just want to say, before I even start reading the book of Judges, right, when I first came back to Atlanta, me and my friend, we watched this rainbow pop up out of nowhere, right? And it wasn't even raining. There was no rain, but we saw this rainbow. We're like, oh, God is saying something. He's speaking something. Then we go through this horrific period, you know, where when I say horrific, this season right here has been a hot mess. You know, on top of moving to Atlanta, my father and my daughter going to the hospital at the same time, and I end up losing my father, and my daughter is battling for her life. It's just been crazy. But then also, while I'm reading the book of Judges, Israel and Palestine go to war, so we're watching people killing each other. It's just been, the energy has been a hot freaking mess. And so I'm really praying that, you know, we will recognize bad habits that we have within ourselves and also within our country and how we deal with stuff, and that we will come to a point where we will restore our minds, our spirits. We'll get one with God. We'll understand that war, God is, he's not the author of this confusion and this pain and stuff. The enemy wants you to fight and kill each other up and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's what the enemy wants, but we can't give the enemy what he wants. And we have to speak victory even when we see pain. I've been seeing a lot of pain, and sometimes I have days where I'm like, Lord Jesus, take the wheel. I can't take no more, you know. But then I also have to understand that God will never give us more than we can handle. So I want to go in and I want to play this song by Aretha Fontaine, these two songs, Bad Habits and Restore My Mind. Please go and check her out on Instagram, on YouTube. She got a nice video out for Restore My Mind on YouTube. But go definitely check her out, and I'll be right back.
Therapy, but it might be too late. Now you need some prayer. let your spirit alive. Find a space, meditate, get your mind on the high. You gotta put your first, no one else will. I think you need to restore your mind. And understand that time is a healer. I think you need to restore your mind.
I'm trying to really get as close to God as I possibly can. And I'm trying to dorm. Ooh, I'm trying to get past this. So I just wanted to talk about a new season. You know, every storm has an expiration date. You know, there's a time when God says, okay, he has suffered enough. Okay, she has suffered enough. Okay, it's time to restore. It's time to rebuild. It's time for a new season. So that's what I'm praying for right now. I'm praying for a rebuilding, and I'm praying for a new season. I'm praying for a rebuilding. I'm praying that December will not be like November, October, September, August, you know, all of that craziness that we've been going through over the last, you know, 11 months or whatever. I'm just praying for a new season. I'm praying that even right now, so we know that Israel and Palestine have been at war. They're at a ceasefire right now for a few days. But our prayer is that whoever is in charge of making decisions about this war will understand that neither side is really winning, because y'all are destroying each other. You're destroying each other's land. You're destroying the children. You got children that's going to be traumatic. Children have lost their parents. You know, mothers are crying tears of heartbreak because they didn't lost their kids or their husbands. Husbands, you know, or men are crying because they've lost people. You know, you're destroying the land. Like, nobody is winning. The enemy wants you to fight against each other. The enemy wants you to destroy each other. The enemy wants you to kill each other. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what he's about. His whole goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. We know that there's a spiritual war going on that we can't see. So right now, it looks like the evil is winning. But, ooh, God said that we will have the victory. So once these two countries, these two places understand that it's better to work together. You know, why are you fighting over the same stuff that you was fighting over in the book of Judges? Like, you know, come on now. And even within our lives and relationships, you know, enemy is trying to destroy families. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to walk away and say, you know, forget this man or forget this woman, forget this marriage. I'm going to walk away and start a whole new family over there. That's easy to do, right? It's easy to walk away, run, but it's more of a challenge to stand still and figure out how can we rebuild this relationship? How can we overcome our challenges? And I'm not talking about those abusive relationships where you're scared to go home because this joker is crazier than a doorknob and might kill you. I ain't talking about them kind because y'all need to run from them. I'm talking about the ones where infidelity has caused issues, you know, some mistrust, something, financial issues, something has caused a bridge. And because of that, the family is starting to split up. The enemy is using this to break you apart when you really need to be figuring out how you can keep it together for your children, for your family, for your lives. You know, when you married that person, you said, I love you till death do you part. And as long as he ain't crazy or she ain't crazy and you ain't worried about him killing you and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Why not try to rebuild your relationship instead of running off to find somebody else? They gonna have issues too. New person gonna have issues. They gonna, we all got problems. So if it ain't one thing you're going to be dealing with, it's going to be another. You leave 80% to go get 20%, but 20% is not going to fulfill you. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be looking back at 80% that you didn't destroy. So why not just stay with 80% and try to figure out how can you work towards getting that other 20% in your relationship that you feel like you're missing? You know what I'm saying? I feel like we are coming up into a season of rebuilding, you know? A season of rebuilding. I feel like 2020 needs to be about rebuilding, overcoming this drama we've been in. This drama and this trauma, right? There's another artist who I want to play. She has a song called Better Days. I feel like that is a beautiful song, you know, a beautiful message. She's actually in America. I forget where she is, but she's in one of the European countries. But me and Mr. Stout ran across her, and I love her music, so let's go ahead and play Better Days by Rochelle Chez.
Through the years, there were times I felt like I was losing my mind. Never thought I'd get to this place where I'd find the peace inside. In the darkness I found my light. I found peace in the tears I've cried. Now I've got a million reasons for life. We can rise if we don't fall, na-na. If you're low, now lift your head higher. What's yours, no one can take away. Thank God in every way. Now I see better days, better days.
Rise if we don't fall, na-na. If you're low, now lift your head higher. What's yours, no one can take away. Thank God.
tune in to a special edition of On the Move Unscripted. I just want to talk today, y'all. This is Patricia M. Goins, and I just want to talk. I also want to invite you to join my Facebook group, the Atlanta Music Industry. That's what it's be. And I'm actually streaming live on my Big O live channel, so I'm going to type it in there. It's called the Atlanta Music MUZIC. And we have about, we have about 32,000 members in there, somewhere around in there, you know. Sometimes we have a little bit more, sometimes we have a little bit less. It just depends on whether or not they're mad at me or not. But it's a very interactive group. We have a lot of people from all over the world that post their music videos, and they just, you know, and we really have fun. I've actually purchased services out of there a lot of times. I discover new music out of there all the time. You know, I use the stuff. So it's a very interactive group where you're able to, you know, we share music, we share ideas, we have, you know, topics, they have, you know, music review shows on there. They have podcasts on there. You know, it's a lot of different stuff on there within the group. And I started the group, excuse me, when I was living in Chicago. I had lived in Atlanta, right? But I had moved to Chicago for some years. And I couldn't find the original Atlanta music group that I was in, so I created my own. Then I ended up moving back to Atlanta and getting on the radio on 1100 AM. And I feel like that's where it started to grow. And then someone reached out to me, you know, God will send those helpers. You know, he will send those people in your life at just the right time when you need them to do whatever it is you need them to do. So someone came to me who I did not know, and they was like, we can help you grow your group. And I was like, okay. And that's exactly what happened. Whatever they did, my group started growing, right? And more people started joining and all that kind of stuff. And then the pandemic came, right? And everybody was online during the pandemic. And so the group went from, I don't know, 7,000 members to, it shot up to 35, 40,000 members to the point where, you know, the scammers and the pinheads start coming. So we had to make it private. And so it kind of dropped down to about 32,000. So, or maybe it was 35,000. But then we had all the gangbangers, you know, the shoot 'em ups and all that kind of stuff that was coming in there. And so I had to tell them, listen, we're not about to be doing all that in here. And so a lot of them left because they couldn't, you know, point their guns at the screen and stuff like that, you know, all that kind of stuff. So now we weeded down, and we still have our rappers in there. And I still support, you know, be creative. But my main thing that I was trying to say during that time is just, you know, use your creativity. Like, be creative. Like, you know, don't just be a cookie cutter pattern type artist that you just follow everybody else. Aren't you creative? Can't you bring up something or do something else? You know, so I started really pushing that. When Young Dolph got killed, right, that I knew that was a game changer. I said, oh, the music scene is about to change. And I started telling the people, you know, that the music industry was about to change. In fact, that very same, like, I think maybe a, because I usually release a new song on my birthday. That's what I've been trying to do. And so I released a song called Whatever Happened because I really felt like there was some issues going on that we needed to address. And I had the help of Conte the Hero, who is an awesome artist. And so I just want to put it on Whatever Happened. And then I'm going to follow it up with another song that I did called Times Like This, because Whatever Happened was about what's happening to the music industry, but Times Like This is about what's happening in the world and in our lives at large, you know. So I'm going to play both of them, and then I'm going to come back. I want to move on script, y'all. This is a pop-up show. Pop-up shop, pop-up show. You know how that goes.
Somebody change. Tell me, somebody send out an SOS.
All righty, so you are back to another Want to Move Unscripted with Patricia M. Goins. You know it's always unscripted, so any issues, errors, bloopers, that's why it's unscripted, y'all. I want to show love to my big old live family over here who is really showing me mad love as they always do. Y'all are the best, I swear to goodness. So I used to be, and I want to thank everyone who participated in that last little contest thing we did and showed me some love. So the reason why I joined Big O Live was because I had a host, Kentucky Rose, who brought me to, she was a host and she brought me to Big O Live. She introduced the platform to me. And I ended up becoming a host, you know, and so I was a host for a little while. But I that wasn't comfortable for me, you know, it wasn't comfortable for me being a host because I just like to do my own thing. And I don't want to be worrying about no obligations or whatever. I just want to do my own thing, right? So I ended up not being a host anymore, but God let me know that he still wanted me to use the platform. So I used the platform to promote my ministry, basically, and read the Bible because God told me, like, in 2022 to start reading the Bible, to start from the beginning because he said it's better to understand a thing to begin at the beginning of a thing. And so with me reading the Bible, it has really brought me in a closer relationship with God, and it's also made me understand the stories, you know? I understand now the stories about Abraham and how, you know, how him having Isaac and Ishmael, you know, that whole storyline behind that. And just, you know, following the children of Israel on their journey. And then it just seemed to me like, as I was reading the Bible, it's like things were happening in real time in my life that were like coinciding with what I was reading in the Bible. It was like really, really, it's been a really tripped out experience. When Joshua and the children of Israel were in a battle against Ai and all that kind of stuff, I felt like I was in a battle in my own life. I am not lying. But it was reading that story that helped me know that God was going to help me get the victory. Well, in the book of Judges, oh my gosh, that's been a traumatic whole freaking chapter, and my life has been traumatic since reading it. It has been traumatic, y'all. So, I'm looking forward to the book of Ruth, though. I'm looking forward to the book of Ruth because I feel like the book of Ruth is going to bring some love. I'm ready for, you know, Boaz. Where you at, Boaz? I'm some Boaz in my life because, it's been crazy. I'm ready to read about some love and romance and happiness and how, you know, a Cinderella story or something. I'm ready for some love because these last couple of weeks have been rough for me. So I'm praying for a happier December. I'm praying for a happier December for all of us and for anyone who's been going through stuff. I'm praying that December will mark the beginning of a new season. You know, a season of blessings, a season of restoration, a season of rebuilding. I'm praying that even for, you know, Israel and Palestine, whatever. I pray that they have a season of rebuilding, you know, of understanding that this war is not doing nothing for neither one of you except for causing destruction within your land. But if you figure out how you can come together and how you can compromise over this little bit of area that you're fighting over, then you'll see that you're able to come together and rebuild and be stronger than you were before. So, and God promises that even when we go through trials and tribulations, these things are meant to build us up and make us stronger for the next group of instructions and issues and stuff that's on the way. Because we know that as long as we're on earth, there's when you're at the bottom of one mountain, you know what I'm saying? You're rising to the top of another. Like, if there's ups and downs, trials and tribulations, blessings, and, you know, all that stuff is guaranteed to be as long as you're earth, but we got to learn how to deal with it, right? So I'm praying for a season of restoration for all of us. I pray for a season of peace. I am praying for a season of peace, y'all, because I can't I can't take it. I can't take it. I'm like, what's going on? Like Marvin Gaye. What's going on? So I got another artist that his name is Chris Ballin. I think he's out of Europe too. All the countries outside of the United States have been really bringing it when it comes to the music, you know, because, you know, we in America, we're struggling to transition from that trap rap type drill music that has taken over the airways and got the kids killing each other and high off of every drug. I'm talking about when I worked at the treatment center, there were so many kids strung out on fentanyl, on Percocet, on ecstasy pills and all that kind of stuff. Like that music era brought a lot of addiction. And not only that, but also the pandemic. People was just, you know, whoo. So it's time for change. It's time for the music to shift. Time to start thinking about other stuff. And a lot of other countries are introducing music to America that's allowing us to do that. And we're starting to catch on because, you know, there's some artists that's putting out some other kind of music. And although trap rap and drill rap, you'll always have that fan base, you know. Ain't nobody saying about that. But you just can't dominate because you ain't talking about nothing. You're running from the ops, okay. You got, what? Okay, what else? Hating on the next man and all that kind of stuff like that. Energy, enough of that. We are in a season where we need rebuilding, you know? We need love, y'all. We need love so much. Each other, within our families, you know, so much. So anyway, I want to play some Chris Ballin. What's going on? I'll be right back.
Do you ask yourself what's going on? There are so much things that's going wrong. Do you understand the way I feel? Just too much people being naughty. Let's go.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. We don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right on.
Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
What is going on? You have tuned in to a special edition of On the Move Unscripted. I haven't been on in a while. Been going through the drama and the trauma, y'all. I swear to goodness. And so I had to take a little break. You know, sometimes you got to step back and you got to take a little break. So I had to take a little break, you know, and get my mind right. I had to take a little break and just try to see what's going on in my life. And it's okay to do that, you know. It's okay to take a break so you can restructure, so you can rebuild, so you can figure out, okay, why am I going through this challenge or that challenge? Like, what is the lesson I'm supposed to be learning? Like, what do I need to do different so that I don't have to go through cycles? Because there's nothing worse than to go through cycles. I don't want to repeat no classes, y'all. And life is like classes. Either you're going to get the class, you're going to pass the test, and you're going to move on to the next level, or you got to repeat the class. And I don't want to repeat no class. Because I'm telling you, some of the past classes in my life have been rough. I don't know about you, but they have been rough in my life. So I am praying for a new season. I'm asking God to bless us with a new season. I firmly believe that anything that you ask for and you believe in your heart that God is hearing you, that he will provide, he will make a way. So I'm at a point where I'm just praying. I'm asking God to send the angels to protect us, to guide us, to help us out of this crazy storm that we've been in, and just, you know, and just help us. Help us, because it's been crazy. You know, every time you go on Facebook or Instagram, you know, you hear about somebody who's been lost a loved one, who's going through trials and tribulations. It's just, you know, it's some craziness going out in the world. And so, you know, everybody is not how it should be, unfortunately. Everybody, you know, they don't know how to show love to each other. And so their way is to fight against each other. Like, for instance, I don't even understand, you know, the wars that's going on. Don't y'all know, the one thing that I learned when I was reading the Bible, right, and I never really understood this until, I'm sorry, y'all. I feel like I need something. So I never really understood this until I read the book of Genesis. And when God first begins to create the world, right, and understanding that before there was a man and woman body, you know, like how we see us, there was a spiritual world, you know, and in that spiritual world, God said he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. So understanding that, I know that, there's a reason that we're here, you know, and we got to understand what is our purpose, what are our assignments, and how can we learn from our mistakes or things that we've done that is impossible. But anyway, in the beginning, there was Adam and Eve. We know there was two, right? So the multiplication of two is many, many, many. But if we start after the spiritual world, when God created man and woman, and we started with two, that means that we're all related. I know y'all don't like to think that, but we're all related. We're all, so you're fighting against, when you're fighting against your neighbor, you're fighting against your cousin, you know, or, you know, in Israel, they're fighting against each other. They're all related. We're all related. It does not matter the color of our skin. It doesn't matter where you were born or whose mom, who your mama was or your daddy was or how much money you got or all that kind of stuff. We are all related. We're all related. And we all believe the same. I like this song by Toby Mac and Kirk Franklin. So I'm going to play that real quick. You know, I'm in the mood to play some music, y'all. So I'm going to play some, We Bleed the Same, and I'll find something else I want to play too. But I'm just in the mood to play some music. But we need to understand that we are all God's children, right? We're all God's children.
We are
up today, another headline, another innocent life is taken in the name of hatred. So hard to take, and if we think that it's all good, then we're mistaken, 'cause my heart is breaking.
Tell it,
are you left, are you right, pointing fingers, taking sides?
Tell me why we're divided if we're gonna fight.
our families will come together right now and seek your face. You will forgive our sins and you'll heal our incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We all bleed the same, y'all. You have tuned in to another episode of On the Move Unscripted with Patricia M. Goins. This is completely unscheduled, unscripted. It is what it is. But I just want to get up here and I just want to talk about some love, y'all. I want to talk about some restoration. I want to talk about some rebuilding. I want to talk about why are we fighting against each other? Why are we at war? We're at war within our streets. You got families that are at war against each other. One family member won't talk to the other family member. Auntie won't talk to the uncle. Uncle won't talk to the cousins. Y'all mad at each other about something that your grandparents did. Like, why are we at war? You got children that shot down the street for reasons that it don't even need to be that way. We got wars going on in different countries, and what are you fighting for? Because we are all one. Really, we all need to be united, because you know what? The war doesn't, whatever really is solved by war. What? When all this is said and done in Israel, what are they really going to gain? Because once they have decided to stop shooting each other up, right, and they sit back and they look at the land, they're going to see that fighting was more harmful. It was more harmful than good. People, you're not, those lives that were lost, you're not going to be able to get them lives back. Those things that were destroyed, you're not going to get that back. And will anything have really been resolved? You're fighting over land. You can't take it with you. You know what? It would not double on its tail if people who were hating against each other because of races or the color of their skin or whatever, or because you don't blow here. This is my territory. No, this is my territory. My grandmama gave me that. No, my grand. Well, if y'all would figure out how y'all can unite, how you can compromise, how you can work together, you will see you are so much stronger. But the enemy don't want you to see how strong you are when you unite. So it would rather have you divided. It would rather divide your family. And it would rather, you know, divide countries and cities. You know, they would rather be a division here and there, because that's how the enemy wants it. Because if you're not able to come together and have an agreement about something, then you're not going to be as strong separated. Like, you're not as strong when everybody wants to do their own thing. You're eating one away, but if something powerful happens, when two or more people come together, and they come together in prayer and in agreement, and they start praying for peace, and they start praying for love, and they start praying for understanding, something powerful comes when we are one, when we no longer see each other as the enemy, when we're no longer trying to fight or be competitive against each other, but we start to figure out, how can we help each other rebuild? How can we grow together? So that's what I feel like, you know, the wars that's happening in Israel and Palestine, I feel like they need to understand that separated, there's nothing powerful is going to happen, except for they're going to be killing each other up, burning down each other's land, and all that kind of stuff, you know. And at the end of the day, it's still going to be that same territory that they're still going to say, that's mine, you think, yeah. But in the midst of that, you have lost so much time fighting. If one throws a nuclear bomb to that country, and that country throws a nuclear bomb to that country, who is What is the winning point? What you win? A whole bunch of ashes on both sides? So much more powerful when you unite. I feel like America discovered that when we had our last election. You know, it was the unity of the people who came together and was like, we're tired of this. No more of this. And we decided we were going to choose who we wanted to be in office. And even though the opposing side went to extreme measures to try to stop it from happening, God, you know, when God says you're going to win, regardless of how fast stuff looks, no matter what tricks of the enemy come, God said, hey, okay, enough of that, and you're going to win. So for every story that I read in the book of Judges and in Joshua and in Deuteronomy in Exodus, all the stories that I read in the Bible, whenever God said they were going to win, whenever God said enough is enough, then it didn't matter what tricks of the enemy that was put out there, what God said is what happened. They won. Even the last chapter, 20 and 21 of the book of Judges, when the two nations were fighting each other, and it looked like the children of Israel was losing, right? It looked like they was losing, like it was lost cause. You know, the tribe of Benjamin was kicking their tails for real. It looked like it was a wrap. But the children of Israel had enough sense, like they always did whenever they was losing. They would go and they start praying and asking God to help them and ask God for direction, you know. And then they would start, you know, fasting and giving offerings and stuff and peace and stuff. Like they'd be praying to God to help them. And whenever God's children cry out to him for help, you can best believe the angels is coming, baby. You best believe the answer is coming, baby. You better believe the healing is coming. It's coming. I don't care. He going to send something. Somebody going to show up. Superman, Superwoman going to slide up in there. And it's going to be what it is. For every victory that God told the people that they were going to win, I don't care what it looked like, they won. So even though 2023 has been rough, and I swear it looked like the enemy has won more rounds than I care to even talk about, but in the end, we already have been told who is the winner. The strongest weapon that you have is love. That's the strongest weapon. Love and faith. Those are the strongest weapons that you have. If you use love to conquer hate, love will always win. Love will always win. I don't care what it looks like. Love will always win. Love will always save the day. Love, y'all. Love. I don't know how many ways to say it. I don't know how many ways to express it. You know, and Jesse Tyler Williams, who's another artist that we promote, she got a song called Breathe. Sometimes you need to stop and just freaking breathe, y'all. I'll be right back. Let's play some
Time just slipped away from me. I couldn't tell, I couldn't see. The picture painted perfectly, each stroke with a brush, carefully. Picasso took away my soul, left me here an empty hole.
time is not going to wait for you. So sometimes you just got to stop and breathe. And let me tell you this. For all of you that are, you are spending so much energy hating and being angry and holding on to childhood trauma. You still mad about stuff that happened when you were six. You still mad about what your mama didn't do, what your daddy didn't do, what your cousin did. You're still holding on to that childhood trauma, and you're not letting go, and you have not realized that you need to forgive. And I understand that forgiveness is not always easy. I understand that. But a lot, most of the time, in fact, all the time, forgiveness is necessary. And it don't necessarily have to do with you. It's really not about, you know, okay, I forgive you, and I, you know, da da da. It's really about releasing yourself from that prison that you made. You know, a lot of people, you know, when my father passed away, you know, and I, you know, that, you know, I had already made that movie called This Can't Be Love, where I was talking about, you know, some of my childhood trauma and all that kind of stuff. And so people were confused. How is it that you can mourn and cry for your father after all that happened and, you know, and what, you know, what went on? And my thing is this, because I was able to forgive. I was able to forgive my father for all that had happened, and I was able to overcome that. That forgiveness set me free. So in his latter years when he needed me, you know what I'm saying, I was able to be there for him. I was able to be his caregiver and make sure that his care was taken care of because I had released that. If I hadn't released that, I would have lost some last years with my father. And you all, you only get so much time. Like, the clock is ticking. Like, for every moment that you're still angry, mad, upset, living in, you know, past the trauma, you're wasting your present time, the stuff that you could be enjoying life now with that person that's still alive. If I had not forgiven my father and my stepmother for what happened during that season, I would have missed out on a lot of stuff, and I would have been causing my own sorrow because I would have been locked up in a prison of my own making. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to free yourself from that unforgiveness. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have a right to feel the way you feel, but it, what it does mean is you're not going to be trapped in that energy anymore. You're not going to allow that past pain to control you anymore. You're going to let go and let God. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to understand that. And so the making of that movie, watching this on YouTube, it's called This Can't Be Love, but the making of that movie was therapy for my soul, and it taught me the importance of forgiveness, y'all. That movie was more about forgiveness than anything. Even though I described the trauma and the drama, you got to understand that I was really also speaking about the forgiveness and about the faith and about the love, because I grew to love my father unconditionally. See, we have conditional love too much. I love you as long as you do this, and I love you as long as you do that, and I love you as long as you act right here or there or wherever, but we need to have unconditional love for each other where we can say, in spite of your flaws, I still love you. I forgive you. Does it mean that I have to necessarily be in your energy? You know, because maybe I don't like the things you do. No, I might have to love you from a distance. I might have to love you from over here. I'm not going to hate on you, and I'm not going to keep that pain inside of me, because that ain't doing nothing but causing me to have a heart attacks and high blood pressure and diabetes and all the stuff that comes with stress. I had to learn how to let go. Let go and let God, you know? So I got two more songs I want to play. One, Chrisette Michelle, or Michelle A. Chrisette Michelle A. She went through some trials and tribulations, you know, and they had kind of like blackballed her for a little while. But I'm so glad that she is coming back, because how many of us have done things that we wish we didn't do and, you know, pray that people will forgive us, right, and let us move forward. So I'm so glad that they allow her to come back. And she's making really great music. She has a song called Black Woman that I'm going to play. I really like that. Because in the African-American community, the African-American woman, we go through a lot. We do. I'm sorry. You know, women go through a lot, period, in every race. But the African-American women, I feel like we have gone through the most if you look over the history of what we've gone through. You know, everyone has been over us. You know, even when it came to voting, women was the last ones to get the vote. And then, of course, the black women were like, we was the very last one to the poll. Whenever the men were going through stuff, they came home and they took it out on their women. They would beat their women up and all that kind of stuff. Women have gone through the most. We have to raise the children. And then we got to deal with the men's issues. And then we got to go out and go to work and deal with that. And when do we ever really have time for us? Yeah. So I'm about to play this song, Black Woman, then I'm going to follow it up with another song by another artist named Meshawn Young. So these are all artists that I have promoted within the Atlanta Music Industry Group. Some of the artists that I play, I discovered in that group. And some artists I play because I just am a lover of music and I'm always looking for the next song, the next artist, the next person to push. Even though I'm an artist too, you know, I love music. So I don't have a problem with sharing. You know, some artists are very selfish, and they only want to promote themselves. They only want me. But for me, I'm not like that because I love music, and I understand that there are music lovers all over the world, and we all have different tastes. There's enough to go around. So it's okay to share music of someone else that you love. That's not going to take away from you because if you've got good music, you've got good music, right? That's how I feel. So anyway, I'm going to play this song by Chrisette Michelle, Michelle A. I think it's Michelle A or Chrisette Michelle. And then I'm going to play this song, Waiting on You. I love that song by Meshawn Young. She's an artist out of Chicago. I'm trying to figure out where my necklace is. I feel like it's over here somewhere. I actually got a beautiful necklace. It says Dad in memory of my father. So, yeah. I'm coming through that grief. I actually, for anyone, let me just say this before I go to the music. If anyone has lost a loved one or you have a loved one that's ill, like they're in the hospital or whatever, these comfort bears, these teddy bears are really very comforting. I have found that I have had to hold on to this bear more times than I care to talk about because of the drama and trauma of this season that I'm coming out of. I'm claiming myself coming out of it. But, you know, I never realized how much comfort there is in having these bears. So if you have someone who's ill, go and get them some comfort bears. If you have someone who has just lost a loved one, you know, and they're going through a grieving process, give them this a comfort bear so that whenever they start to feel in those overwhelming feelings of stress or pain or feeling like they can't move forward without that loved one, they can hold on to these teddy bears and just hug them, you know. Or when they're ill and there's family there and they just feel like they need a hug, they can grab onto these bears. I'm telling you, it is so therapeutic. These bears are therapeutic. I know you're probably like, teddy bears? I know, but they are so very therapeutic. Thank you for feeding my little what is this little bear? I don't know what this little creature is right here. What is that? My Dino. Thank you for feeding my Dino because I think he's hungry. I'm talking about those on my Big O Live. Anyway, so we're going to go and I'm going to play these two songs and I will be back.
Crazy, I ain't lying. I know you.
platforms, all so different places, whatever. I want to thank all those who are going to listen in India, you know, in world. I see Africa, Lagos. I see France. I see Japan. When I go in my analytics, I see so many different countries of y'all that come and you listen to, you know, the on scripted shows, and you go back and, you know, you download the different episodes. I'm talking about, I've seen China. What you know about On the Move Unscripted China? You know, India. I already said India, but gosh, Australia. It's definitely America, New York, California, Chicago, Atlanta, Columbus, Ohio, like all the different places. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. And until next time, because I'm having a cough attack. until next time, y'all, I'm going to stop out of here and leave out with some All Around the World. Because my music has been reaching countries and cities and places all over the world. God has allowed my music to touch homes whose ground I may never touch. And I get so many people telling me how much their music touches them and how they, you know, they love music, whatever. And I appreciate that. So for all my listeners all over the world, I'm talking about on Big O Live as well as in, you know, through Blog Talk. I just appreciate y'all through Spreaker, iHeartRadio, all of y'all that listen and download the music and play the shows. You are appreciated and you are loved. You are loved. So go out and love somebody, y'all. So I'm going to roll out of here with some All Around the World and some Superwoman, because the next book we're going to read in the Bible is Ruth. Ruth is calling for her Boaz, baby, her Superman. Ha, ha, ha. So I'm going to play some All Around the World and some Superwoman, and then I'll see y'all the next time I go live. Peace and love to y'all, and thank you for stopping by.
All around the world.
Different day, same story, God. You gotta believe. She told me, she said, you gotta believe. Let the music cruise through your body till it reaches your feet. When one door closes, another door opens. You gotta have faith, baby. You gotta believe. Listen, y'all. They used to tell me, they said, Patricia, you won't succeed. They said that music thing, you won't succeed. But I didn't listen. You know why? There's nothing too hard for you. If you believe, you gotta have faith, baby. You gotta believe. Oh, and don't let no one stop your dreams, baby. Just keep on walking, keep on believing. And have faith. Hey, hey, woo! Faith in my music, that Hank you be. Let my music cruise through your body till it reaches your feet.
Get it though. about to board a flight. Long days, even longer nights. My ex sent the text, said she wanted advice. It ain't the only thing she wanted, right? Nah, I'm good, ma, I keep my mind clear. Yeah. It's like they want a nigga back, cause my time's near.
Really?
Heard label, hear me rap, and tell me shine ahead. Still moving packs about the trap until I'm signed.
Yeah.
You see this game's an addiction. Pain and affliction for fame, but it's sickening. Ironic how these dollars make change in a system, cause that could've been me. Box laid out in prison, nah.
God bless.
Good lawyer, cause I'm court bound.
Court bound.
They got me channeling my thoughts now. Reminiscing back then, we was all down. Now the love's lost and we all on our own, wow. I just do it so my mama smiles. And I work even harder so my mama's proud. And that's evident, I'm killing them, no evidence.
No evidence.
Brooklyn's mine, dead president.
Yeah.
Zay, I think it's time to do it again. Yeah. Gorilla Faith.
Ooh, I've been telling Mountain Moon, get out my way. I've been knocking down demons like a heavyweight. Roar of the lion, Judah, a gimbal bed. I'm talking real big, yeah, I got Gorilla Faith.
With the left hook, oh, and I'ma keep biting back. And you can't find nobody that's realer, cause I got faith like a gorilla.
Oh, my face is super strong, stronger than crazy glue. And you keep amazing me, that's why I keep praising you. And I've just been getting stronger, and life has been getting harder. The MJ of gospel, I moonwalk on the water.
Ooh, I've been telling mountain moon, get out my way. I've been knocking down demons like a heavyweight. Roar of the lion, Judah, a boom boom bass. I'm talking real big, yeah, I got gorilla faith. And even if I fall, I'll never kiss the ground. I'm so high, you can never bring me down. And even if my enemies surround me, I'm not afraid. I ain't the mustard seed. I got gorilla faith.
I got gorilla faith. I got gorilla faith. I got gorilla faith. I got gorilla faith.
I've been changing this game, I've been doing it for a minute. While you're out here talking, we get out here living. We get out of them streets, we been saving them souls. You ain't about that life, but if you wanna let go. I was beating my fist on my chest as I was making the sound. Gorilla face, yeah boy, I'm on my King Kong. I sing songs, I win so. 50,000, I play them hoes. With the power of the Holy Ghost, increase the faith, my only goal.
I got gorilla face, I got gorilla face,
I got gorilla
face, I got gorilla face, I got gorilla face.
Yeah.
I'm having faith for real. I'm having faith. Got a meal on my plate for real. So I say my grace. Cause I know the enemy working. So I gotta pray. I need a flavor pack. I gotta get thanks.
Amen.
Gotta get thanks to the Most High. I'm going to heaven when I die. Got an angel with me, we gon' pop out. Holy Ghost flow, what you talking about? Shout out to Angel the Rob. She a bit out at my mom. Just wanna tell her I love her. I give him pray cause I love
her. Amen.
Amen.
I got the real thing. I got the real thing.